You're watching The Voice on Saturday night. If you were, you'll have seen a whole host of local talent on display. 24-year-old Belfast single mum Jai McConnell wooed the judges with her version, "I'll Never Forget You."
Aside from the obvious, I like your wee earrings.
Thank you. You said wee.
And I like your wee boots. And your wee tattoos.
It's kind of wee.
It's kind of wee. Your voice is incredible. It's unique. I know exactly what to do with a voice like yours. It's pretty fantastic. And I like your moves. Like, when you were singing, I was like, wow, and she got moves? That was fresh.
Okay, what's your decision? I would say it'd be kind.
Right, Jai's in the studio with me now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. So how exciting is all of this?
It's amazing and a bit terrifying at the same time.
Terrified of what?
I don't know. It's just being in the spotlight. It's a wee bit scary.
What was it like on Saturday night?
It was amazing. It was great crack. I mean, my friends were saying it was really surreal at the same time, like...
And presumably after a programme like that goes out to millions of people, your phone mustn't stop, or the feedback that you get.
Yeah, I think it was the first time I looked down at my phone, and in 10 minutes there was 23 text messages.
And Twitter went absolutely mad about you. People, I was working in England over the weekend and just reading about so many people saying how fantastic you are.
That was amazing. I was actually convinced somebody was paying them to say something like that. It was like, what's happening?
So what's your journey to music been? Have you always wanted to sing?
Yeah, definitely. I've always been kind of on the borderline of being a performer, but never really, you know, professionally trained or anything like that.
And where did that come from, do you think? From what age were you singing?
I started singing when I was 5. And then just doing little things of like performing arts here and there, but nothing too serious. I don't know. I think I just enjoyed it better than reading books.
It's a big step to put yourself into a TV show like that.
It's terrifying. I had to get a lot of encouragement from other people to get me to do it.
Really?
Yeah. It was just wasn't my idea, I have to say, but I'm glad I did it.
And who pushed you into it? Did you need pushed into it? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I think at one point... when I got accepted to go onto the blinds, I think I was going to pull out because I was just scared of putting myself on the spot, you know, and having people's opinions and so on and so forth being thrown at me, whether I would be able to take that or not. But, you know, it was grand in the end.
What's your dream?
To make amazing music, travel around the world and build up a good fan base and a good life, basically, for my son as well, my family.
Your 3-year-old, Kingston.
Yeah, Kingston, yeah.
Wow. And Kylie's your mentor. That's exciting, isn't it?
She's amazing. She is amazing. Like, I think every wee girl wants to be her. She's immaculate. Like,
it's going to be really interesting to see how far you go. Do you feel under pressure?
Yeah. Definitely. I think I feel Belfast looking at me going, you better do this.
Not at all. I think there's a momentum behind you of people in Northern Ireland just wanting one of us to do really well. And you're clearly talented. Take the pressure off yourself a wee bit. No, that's easy for me to say. But you can sing. So go out and do what you do. And we'll be watching your progress, and we wish you all the very best, Jai.
Oh, thank you so much.
All right. Thank you for coming in this morning. Thank you. Now, 16-year-old Limavady grammar student Rachel O'Connor impressed Judge Kylie, who said her voice was what she'd been dreaming about hearing all night. Here's Rachel with her version.
I guess it's funnier from where you're standing. But from over here, I miss the joy. Clear the way for my crash landing. I I've done it again, another number for your nose. So I'll be your clown behind the glass.
Come on, Kaylee, you knew this was good. Turn right.
'Cause it's funny, I would too.
You were so moving, touching, the purity in your voice and beautiful song choice.
Well, I loved it. I think you sound original. As young as you are, you've already found yourself, I think.
The thing is, these two, they're superstars. And, you know, they live in a different world. we'll get you there. It's just, it is a long journey. And I don't want you just to take that leap, because you have to get there and not be carried away.
I'm going to go with Kaylee.
Well, Rachel's with us now. Morning, Rachel.
Morning.
No, I have a secret to tell you, right? I didn't see the show on Saturday night, hadn't heard your voice, I was working. You are incredible. That's the first time I've just heard your voice now. And I think you're amazing. I love
that. Thank you very much.
I love the sound of your voice. I genuinely did.
Thank you very much.
And I'm looking here, what age you are? 16.
Yeah.
What's it feel like today?
It doesn't feel real today. It felt weird, you know, usual Monday mornings going to school, and now this morning waking up to people tweeting me, congratulating me, and now I'm doing radio interviews. It's great.
And obviously Jai was telling me how nervous she was. She says she's terrified. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good at the minute, but obviously at the time it was nerve-wracking, and I was so nervous until I got handed the mic. And once I got handed the mic, I just thought, okay, it's your time, you can do it, let's go. And
did the nerves go when you got the mic in your hand?
Yeah, the nerves just left me. It's really weird.
Isn't that interesting? Really interesting, yeah. Actually. That when you're doing what you want to do, the nerves go and you feel comfortable on stage. And then when you get through, what's that feel like?
Now that was really hard to believe. I mean, seeing Kylie Minogue, it was the last line that they turned round and you went through the whole song and you weren't really thinking about, you sort of forgot what you were doing. Well, I did anyway. And then at the last line, I sort of realised, oh no, these people haven't turned round. And then the last line of the song, I seen Kylie Minogue's face smiling from ear to ear, then Tom Jones and Ricky Wilson, and it was just so hard to believe.
How did you get into music, or at what age?
Well, I've always been into music, and when I was really young, I did pantomimes and local shows and school plays and stuff. And then because my dad's side of the family were all really musical and everyone can sing or play an instrument, that's sort of where I probably got into music from. And then at 13 I realised I could sing at a school talent show, and now I'm on The Voice.
You can't believe it, can you?
No, not at all. Not at all.
Now I'm on The Voice, you say?
Yep.
Is your dad sitting beside you?
Yeah, he sure is.
Eddie, good morning.
Good morning, Stephen.
How proud of dad are you?
It's just so hard to take in. I just couldn't believe it. I even got a Twitter follower, a Twitter follower. And yeah, I just can't believe it.
I can hear you're into your Twitter, right?
Yeah, I'm a big Twitter guy.
Have you just started not Rachel's in The Voice?
No, I joined up Twitter to keep an eye on the rugby scores for my two sons, because obviously the matches weren't always online. And I had the account, and then my oldest son, Niall, tweeted in his thing that my dad's got a Twitter account, and now suddenly people are joining it.
I'm sure. And on Saturday night, it must be as nerve-wracking for you as anyone else.
Oh, it's terrible. It is so stressful. I mean, I'd be a very vocal parent. I was one of those parents in the football touchlines, or rugby touchlines, that all our parents hated. And it's exactly the same. I have a minute and a half of sheer torture listening to my daughter and just waiting for someone's decision to say yes or no. And it is so, so hard.
You might be slightly biased here, Eddie, but how much do you think your daughter can sing?
I think she's pretty good.
Thanks, Dad.
I am going to get a divorce next year. I've taught her everything she knows.
Yeah, we could get you two singing a duet, Rachel.
You're okay. No. You're
no,
okay.
we're fine.
What's the dream, Rachel?
The dream is have a successful career in the music industry, hopefully go on to sell records, be in the charts, win awards, be known for singing and performing.
This whole, you know what people say about these talent shows, X Factor, The Voice, etc., that they, you know, they eat people up, they chew people up, and people with ambition don't realise just how tough it is. Do you know how tough it is? And the disappointment that could very well come, you might just not make it.
Yeah, no, I'm fully aware of, you know, how tough the music industry is and how tough it is to even make it at some level. But I know that going on a show, some people might think it's an easy way or it's a cheat way or whatever, but it's not just going on the show and being shown on TV. You have to work as well, and I'm fully up for that.
Well, look, it's been lovely talking to you, and we wish you all the very best. I want to follow your progress, Rachel, and let's hope that you get right down there and make it.
Thank you very much.
All right. Eddie, all the very best.
Stephen, thank you very much.
All right. Lovely to talk to you. Two lovely young ladies there. Isn't it good on this programme? We're talking about something positive in Northern Ireland, and two people that are representing us in a positive way.